Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I have a subject that is very relevant for a lot of the people that I work with doing financial planning, and that is when you're on the back nine of life. You are a baby boomer, you are a retiree, you are a senior, you are on that side of things, and you maybe are an empty nester, or if the kids have come back, you've pushed them back out of the house again. You maybe don't need so much room. Maybe you're looking at downsizing. Maybe you've always had a big house and didn't have kids, but now you just want less maintenance, whatever the case may be. There's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot. It's got financial elements, of course. What do you do? But there's also a lot of other stuff that goes with it. Let's be honest. It's not just the money. And so we came across, Beth in my office did, she came across a great expert in an area that can really help us with this. She's a life transition coach, and I think downsizing certainly falls in that category. Her name is Natalie Kane, and she is a behavior and communication therapist with a master's and a license from California State University. And she has created her own company, Life in Transition. What's next? Action to Change. So she's really all into this. The website is lifeintransition.org, and a lot of good stuff there. So let's get rolling here. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
Change is inevitable, isn't it?
It is inevitable. It's going to happen over and over through your whole life, no matter what age you are.
Okay, so we either are just bounced around or bobbing on the sea of life, or we get in a boat and we take our life in our hands and we're on a path, right? I mean, it's going to happen whether we choose to engage or not. I guess that's the point.
It's true, David, but, you know, there are different changes. There are expected changes, but then there's also the unexpected changes. And so one of the big questions that comes up from people that I've been so happy to chat with is, you know, how do I navigate changes? How do I make decisions? How do I know who I am and who I am not? And what's a process that I can practice?
That seems to me really to be the key part of this is really, who are you to begin with? I know that sounds a little, for our listeners, maybe a little touchy-feely, you know, let's sit in a circle and let, you know, you're okay, I'm okay. But it's real. It's real stuff. I mean, you really need to, you know, what is it you really are trying to do? What, you know, without the external influences or maybe what other people do, whether that's right or not for you. So start with being honest with yourself about what it is really matters.
Yes. You know, there's some concrete things you can do. And sometimes I agree with you, David. People think, you know, it's so fluffy to say, well, who are you? But if you get concrete, you know, are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Are you well-organized? Are you not well-organized? Do you take in input, or does it make you defensive? You know, if you make fun out of learning about yourself versus critic, then it's easier to make decisions.
So if somebody is, they're in this transition period, or they're, and I got a working example here. I just had a woman come in and meet with me, Natalie, and she is, she's in a condo. It's not that it's even too big for her that's the driving decision, but she is 3.5 hours away from her family, especially the grandchildren, and she is struggling with the decision because she has she's got what she got and she knows what it is, and it's what she knows, and it's her home, and she has her friends, and she has the things she's familiar with, but then she has the pull of the family on the opposite coast of Florida.
Well, I, you know, that it is a challenge, and I absolutely understand that, you know, because we moved, we downsized, we went to a new community where we didn't know anyone. So I know the process of sitting with those questions of how do you make this decision? And what I often say is it's a time where you really have to prioritize what really matters at this stage of your life. And for her, it sounds like what she's feeling and thinking about a lot, which are two things to notice during your week. What am I really thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
And what have I been feeling during the week? And what, here's the bonus, what am I always talking about?
Mm.
It gives you clues into what matters to you. And so for her, it sounds like she really doesn't like this 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
It's far from her kids. And then there are the other areas to look at. So one is she wants to be closer to family. But how is she doing as far as the financial side of her life and the spiritual side and the part of her that wants to be able to make time to just have fun? And how does she do with making new friends? Introvert, extrovert? Is she willing to take the risk? And what I mean by the risk, if you're going to make a change, is can you trust yourself? Mm. Can you trust that you can handle the outcome of your decision? And that's the key. How much trust do you have that you're the kind of personality that's resilient, patient, tolerant, and compassion with yourself versus that inner nagging critic that goes, oh my God, I should have never done this.
Yeah, we don't like that critic. Boy, yeah, it's...
No, but you can't kill the critic. You just say, thank you for sharing, and I'm moving forward.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this too, from a practical standpoint, Natalie, that, you know, and from where I sit in the chair I'm in often with individuals and couples is, you know, the financial part, it's very, very, very important. Mm-hmm. But, big but here, it's got to come after. In other words, let's say that she instead said, you know, I'm, and because there are some financial parts of this decision, I shouldn't make it just about the kids, but there's some financial questions too. And the answer is that the financial piece comes second because there's lots of different ways to get from point A to point B. And in other words, you know, if she said, no, I, you know what? I'm going to stay where I'm at. I'm going to stay where I live now. And I will just go over, you know, 2 weekends a month. And I think I'll be good with that. Or if she wants to make the move there, the financial element, there's lots of different ways to handle that. I've got another client that I am talking with who is on her own now. She is a widow and she wants to move closer to family. And the financial need is a big part of it. But there's also a desire to remain independent, but be closer so that as she becomes more in a, we know how long the money's going to last and we know how long she has before she really needs to start, you know, leaning on her family a little bit. So it's, you know, the financial piece is important, but it needs to come second.
Yes, I'm really glad you brought that up. That's why it's so important to find the parts of you that you don't usually dialogue with. We typically dialogue with our financial side. We dialogue with, oh, what's important to me is my family. But it's important to pause and make time to talk about the other parts. What about my wellness if I make this move? What about my creativity? What about my personal life versus over-engaging with family? So I think it's really valuable to take a walk and just ask yourself a question and walk with those questions.
Do men and women differ in how they respond to this, Natalie?
Well, they differ in the sense that, here's a perfect example. When I worked with a couple, he would say to me, I'm so sick of talking about this. We've talked about this at least 12 times, and she's still talking about it.
Yeah.
So her style is she heals and she learns through hearing her voice and processing out loud. His style is an internal process, so there is a difference.
Have you talked to my wife?
No, but I'd be happy to chat with her.
You just described us. That's exactly how we do it. I read or heard somewhere that men tend to, and these are, of course, generalizations, but men tend to talk to provide information or when they ask questions or are looking for information, and that women sometimes are more about expressing their feelings about something. So that makes sense with the, you know, talking about it 12 times.
It is. And sometimes it just brings up, you know, could I have one more try to say this? Or could I talk about this later tonight? Or do you need a break? And it's all about negotiating.
Yeah, I think that if somebody is, and I know you talk about this, if somebody is wanting to reduce the money aspect or reduce if they've got money issues and that's part of the downsizing desire, or maybe it's simply that they want to create a simpler lifestyle, it's again back to your point of what do they really want. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, when we're going to sell our house and we're going to get a condo because we can turn the key and we can leave for a month and travel.
Right, they know what they wanted. They knew their motivation in going through the work and the grieving of letting go of a piece of property that holds the history for them. you know, the work it takes to sort and donate your things and what to save, and then being able to say goodbye to a community that you knew. It's emotional. But their top priority was, we want less responsibility. We don't want to do a pool, a garden. You know, we want to lock the door, like you said,
yeah,
and get on the road at this stage of our life.
I think you've talked to my mom now, because she had a cabin in North Carolina, and it was a 10-hour drive, and they had it for 10 years, and they would go up there to escape the Florida heat. It was wonderful, but the 10-hour drive got longer, seemed a lot longer. Maintaining a property as a second home from a distance became a lot. They wanted to be more in town, see the grandkids, and also not have that extra work and, you know, redeploy that asset into a additional form of supplemental income by investing the proceeds from selling it. So there you go.
There
you know,
you
again,
because
my mom told me that was not easy and it wasn't fun, but it was what they wanted.
But see, that's the reality versus fantasy. When you go into a major life change, like moving, it's not going to be fun. Give yourself treats along the way, you know, whether that's a great movie or getting into nature. But going into it, you know, it's not a fun process, but the outcome gives you the new lifestyle that you're longing for. And that's the motivation. I remember when my husband and I, you know, just recently sold the big house, downsized, we thought we didn't want stairs. Like, oh, we don't want to deal with stairs, carrying our luggage up and down and laundry. But we loved everything else about the community, the property, the being in nature, the less responsibility, the lighting. And we're fine with the stairs. So it helps to be open, even though you make your list. I always tell people, make your list of, this is what is not negotiable in a new property. I cannot live without X, Y, and Z.
Makes sense to me. I mean,
Be open.
Just
be open. It's not going to be perfect. It's, you know, nothing in life is. Then you're going to get tired of visiting the kids or the grandkids and going, oh, that was more fantasy than reality.
That's a good point. You're just joining us. Natalie Kane's on the line with me, Life Transition Coach. The website is lifeintransition.org. Quick break. We'll be right back with Natalie.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Natalie Kane is on the line with me. She is a life transition coach, behavior and communication therapist with a master's and a license from California State University. Wow, lots of good stuff there. And she's helping us understand some of the issues, and there's financial, and there's a whole other area that we need to come to grips with when we make these transitions. And we're talking about, you know, we're easing into, and we'll get more into it now, some of the nuts and bolts, the things to consider before moving into a smaller home. And I know you have your 9 things, Natalie, and we've hit on some of them. If it's okay, I wanted to ask you about some. There's a whole long list, and we won't be able to get to all of them. One of the other ones that I saw that was really kind of, a couple of them that really struck me is, you know, the financial element is, one of the questions you tell people they need to think about is, are you good at running the financial numbers?
Mm-hmm.
That's really a real question, because I've had people come in and talk to me and say, I can't get my mind around this. And also the same question comes up about debt management. So they can't quite get their mind around it. And sometimes it helps just to talk it through.
Oh, and I'm just a strong believer, based on my, you know, life experiences and the people I speak with, that you need to be able to gear up, spend the money, and speak to experts. And if you can't wrap your head around finances, then go speak to someone that's really going to help you understand and begin to have a little more trust about your choices. Make the time and spend the money for an expert.
One of the other things is not just crunching the numbers. Is an expert that is the right kind of expert and honest is going to ask questions that you may not have thought of.
Oh, for sure, because it's not your world.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a teacher or you're a farmer, you can help somebody else who doesn't know that world. But if you don't know the world about debt as well and finances and choices with finances, then why not use what's out there as a resource for you?
Well, let me share this, Natalie, for the listeners that, you know, say, well, you know, golly, I mean, you know, professionals or financial people, they, you know, maybe people that have been in business, they know all that stuff. I want to share with our listeners that there are people that have come in to meet with me that had questions about that are very successful people, very successful. And they come in and some of the things that we get into talking about, because it's not what they do, and I'm talking about as simple as some budgeting, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, this other half or this other world that sometimes people look at from afar, they don't have it all figured out. So I'm trying to give them permission, Natalie, that, you know, they need to know that it's okay. They're not alone and not understanding it. And more, what's really wonderful when somebody realizes that is it's the things that we don't know that we don't know that really get us in trouble.
Absolutely true. You know, and it's a really good point to give yourself permission to not know something and still like yourself. You know, it's the younger self that wants to be perfect and thinks they have to know everything. The wise adult goes, I don't know enough about this. I'm going to go get some help.
Yeah, it's a trick too, because I still look in the mirror and still see that 30-year-old guy. And I'm like, boy, we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk. Right.
You look good, but we need to talk, man.
We need to have a little chat about where we really are in life right now and, you know, just embrace that.
Well, and on that point of, you know, looking good, feeling good, and part of the potential change for somebody going into either a smaller home or just simply relocating or a different type of setting, or maybe even they're going into some sort of independent living because they just feel like that's the next step, or an adult mm-hmm. community, whatever that may be. There's a lifestyle element here where they've got to balance and accept the fact that they are making that change. But in making the change, you know, they give up on one thing and then they're going to gain on the other, security, comfort, maybe being around people that are, you know, of a similar age, just simplifying and making things easier because life keeps giving us more and more complexity.
This is true. And I've really learned from my clients as well that they became healthier when they downsized. They had more time to not be in the house and doing all the repairs and maintaining the home. They got outside. They got to a gym. They went hiking. They met a friend and said, you know, let's walk the boardwalk together on Tuesdays. So, you know, if you're going for wellness because you know we're going to live a lot longer, then that's another way that you can make your decision of downsizing and being part of a new community and getting some vibrancy where maybe you've been feeling dormant.
That's a good point. And maintaining a home, it does get harder. This big old house is killing me. It's a lot.
But it's a trade-off. You know, it's a trade-off because yeah. I know, you know, when one family came in and sat down with me and said, look, we for our personal life, we really want to downsize, but what are we going to do when it's holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and we don't have a big table anymore? What are we going to do if we don't have those extra rooms?
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's the joy of being able to be who you are right now, which is, I'm sorry, here's a list of hotels.
That's right.
You know, let's figure out where we can have meals that we can all be together, and it may not be like the past of our big table with the candles lit. And you know, change is change, and you learn to adapt for the bigger picture.
I like that. It's really good stuff, Natalie. And I think that, you know, what you're doing is really helpful. And I one of the things that really struck me with going to your website and learning a little bit more about you before we had this opportunity to talk is that, you know, our culture really reinforces or pushes even for us to be independent. Be very, you know, from the moment we can walk. Okay, now you know, you can crawl. Now you need to walk. Now that you can walk, now you need to run. Now you need to dress yourself. You know, be independent. But going through all these changes, be it a friend or a family member or somebody outside that immediate circle, maybe an advisor, somebody to talk to about this stuff, because part of it is just verbalizing it so you can hear yourself, as you said, think through this stuff, but to be able to really get the feedback, because it's hard to go through some of these things on your own.
Oh, it's really hard. So, you know, that's different as well if you're solo versus married or don't have siblings, cousins. It really does help to get a sounding board and have someone meet you right where you are, not push you ahead, not take you far into your past. And the other reminder, which is a passion I have, is it's fun to reinvent yourself. It's not always easy and there are challenges, but there's a new element of vibrancy and creativity when you say to yourself, okay, I've done this, let's say, for 25, 30 years. What else is inside me that I want to bring forward? What else would add new meaning to my life? And some fun. You know, we forget as adults to have fun.
I like all of that, Natalie. And the thing that came into my head is something I do, and this it's a business thing, but it translates to some of these transitional questions or what do we really want to do when we grow up? What do we really want to do next? Or what are we going to do to, you know, that keeps us interested and engaged and keeps us active? And the thing that I do in business, you might think could apply here is, you know, I'll pull out a blank sheet of paper and say, okay, let's be honest. If I were starting over today, what would I do? What would I do? What do I want to do? How, I'm not going to talk about what I'm doing now. What do I want to do? How do I want to do it? And you could, you know, people, again, that's just untangle the things that we are looking to do from the things we have done.
Yes, that's well said. And you know, hats off to you that you make the time to pause and be introspective about your life. That way you stay connected to yourself. And I know, you know, one of the things my husband and I would do is we'd go outside in the yard and I'd bring paper and pencil and I'd say, okay, let's just spend 5 minutes, because it's what I do in my work, looking at how are we spending our week? How much time are we being creative? How much goes towards our financial planning and checking where we are financially with our bills and our income? How much goes towards relationship time, spirituality, wellness, you know, and having a good time? It takes 5 minutes to just have quiet time and assess some of those questions. And I've seen across the country when I go out and speak or in my practice, low on the totem pole is always, oh, I don't spend enough time playing, having fun. That's like maybe 2% of my week.
Yeah.
And the other one that's very low is spirituality. They go, I've sort of lost touch with something bigger than myself. I don't really even know how to practice or begin that piece. And the other ones, they spend time with. So it's just fun to have a tool to check in weekly.
Sounds like a good strategy. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Natalie Kane is on the line, Life Transition Coach, lifeintransition.org. You know what's coming? A quick break. We'll be right back.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your portfolio prepared for such a correction? How about inflation? What's your plan for when a gallon of gas or gallon of milk costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has answers to questions just like these and practical steps you can take to help mitigate these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back. Good show. Natalie Kane is on the line with us, Life Transition Coach, lifeintransition.org. And Natalie wants me to tell you that if you email her on her website, natalie@lifeintransition.org, she promises she will email you back. So natalie@lifeintransition.org. I saved really a really interesting thing for last, and I want to get to this. It is that a lot of people, when they are thinking about making the change, or making this move, or the downsize, or whatever it is, the thing that sometimes will hang people up or make it more difficult is they're like, okay, how many times am I going to do this? In other words, if I do this now, then I'm going to have the next one that I needed. How do they balance that where it doesn't hold them back from making the first change they want to make?
Are you wondering how do they sort in the sense of, I have to make this change, but then there's going to be another one?
Yeah, they know there's probably going to be another one down the road. And they're like, well, if I'm going to do that later, then, you know, do I do this now? I mean, it's kind of in other words, this won't be the last time they move and they know it, but it's that kind of hangs them up.
Oh, well, that's because, you know, my experience has been that it's hard for people to be in the unknown. They don't really like the mystery of life. They would prefer having a plan and following step 1, 2, 3. But unfortunately, life happens and we don't get to do that. So my suggestion is to simply begin. Research has shown one of the reasons people don't make changes, even though they long for them, is they don't begin something. They get immobile because of perfectionism or wanting to know the outcome is going to be fantastic. Begin something.
Done's better than perfect.
Yeah, just begin. You know, write, put a post-it in front of the bathroom. Begin.
Put a little note on the wall where we're gonna cut. We're gonna cut a hole in the wall. Put a note there. That's where we're gonna do it. What do they say? A body in motion stays in motion. You know, that's some commercials we see on television playing off of Isaac Newton. So it's just, again, I know it's been made into a cliche, but it's baby steps. You know, if you make a very small change every day for a year, you will have made huge changes. And all these things are part of, you know, things that try to help people move along. But I think the thing that I took from your asking this question is one of your nine things to consider is that you can't prepare for everything. So prepare for the next best step, right?
Right. And to be realistic, this is the downside of magazines, TVs, and movies. They make everything look so easy. And the reality is, if you tell yourself ahead of time, I'm going to have great days. I'm going to have days that I collapse. Days that I feel really sorrowful, days that I have aha moments, you know, and days that I'm just downright confused. You know, then you're more compassionate with yourself, and it's easier to take that baby step forward because you're in reality versus fantasy, and not to compare yourself to how your neighbor made the change.
Well, you know, yeah, and don't do that because you're going to, well, and here's a big reason, we'll wrap up on this, Natalie, is that you're only going to hear part of what really went on. Their move or their change or their investments are going to sound perfect because that is what is being created for us to hear. You know, you're not maybe not going to hear about some of the other parts of it.
No, why would they reveal everything that goes on behind closed doors? You don't reveal either. We need to trust and we need to make wise decisions of what we share. So, I think that's admirable to say, I'm comfortable talking about this, and I'm not comfortable talking about that. You know, just be yourself.
I like that. Be yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that hard, because guess what? It's who you really are. Be yourself.
Well, and you've earned that. Yeah. As an adult now, you've earned it even more. You forget that you've had all these wonderful experiences that have taught you about change. You just forget. But if you go back, you go, oh, yeah, I had to move before. Oh, yeah, I had a marriage that didn't work out, but I'm still happy. Oh, yeah, those kids are not exactly as caretaking as I thought they would be.
Yeah.
You know, it's just have a reality check with yourself and just still have a really good life. There's a long, happy life ahead of you.
You've earned the right to be honest with yourself and everyone else. So yeah. I like it. It's good stuff, Natalie. You're spot on. Life Transition Coach, Natalie Kane, lifeintransition.org. Natalie, loved having you on, and we'll have you back again. You are very worthy of repeat appearance.
Oh, thank you so much, David. This has been fun.
All right, thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.